Deja, thank you for joining me on this episode of the podcast. For those listening in, this podcast episode is oriented towards caregivers and giving insights and resources to those at home who have an individual that they are caring for with an intellectual or a developmental disability. So with that being said, Deja, thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem.
So just to get us started, how about you tell us a little bit about your role at Helping Hand and how you help serve our clients?
Okay, so I am a residential DSP. So with the residential department, we're in the client's home. So we help ensure their safety. We maintain a safe environment for them. We provide support. And we just help them with their daily needs, emotions, anything that they may need help with. We're here for them. And we're just someone that they could trust and depend on a daily basis.
That's awesome. And then to provide some context, if you happen to know, roughly how many DSPs are there within Helping Hand? If you don't know, it's
I'm
okay.
I'm not sure. I know it's over 20 for sure.
Okay. I will.
So the residential DSPs, I'm not sure the exact number.
Absolutely. And I'll go ahead and I'll just double check that, see what the estimated number is, and then put it on screen right now for anybody tuning in. But then I also wanted to inform the audience. For those who don't know, so Helping Hand has 14 residential homes in the local community, and they provide housing and resources such as our amazing DSPs to our clients who live with us. So with that being said, how did you discover your interest to be a caretaker and a residential team member?
So I'm 24, and my mom is a school teacher for special needs high schoolers. So with her program, they range from the high school ages of 14, but it goes up to 24 as well. So being around her students growing up, that gave me an interest of being able to help others and give back, especially to those with disabilities, because though they are kind, and sometimes everyone need an extra hand in their everyday life. So I feel like my role here really helps me be able to be there for them.
Definitely. And I know I can speak from experience from being a team member of Helping Hand. I know I don't work as closely with some of our clients compared to our amazing residential team members. But, you know, I think you definitely hit it home where, you know, the work we do is definitely very rewarding and wholesome. And it's nice to be able to provide genuine care and services to those who appreciate it. So with that being said, one thing that you did mention earlier when we started was that the residential team is devoted to giving care, whether that's mental health care, physical care, to those that we serve. How do you ensure that our clients, or not just you in general, but also our residential team, how do you guys ensure that our clients receive our genuine care?
We provide support and encouragement to them every day. We check up on them, and just to make sure they're good, they don't need help with anything. And if they do, that we're here to assist them. And especially for like clients are, let's say, shy, they won't speak up. So we got to go the extra mile, which is fine, to just make sure that they're okay. They don't need anything. And if they do, they know that they're here with us. So they're in good hands.
Absolutely. And I like how you mentioned that, you know, some clients are shy, because aside from just giving them resources to make sure that they're healthy and safe, we also have services that give them, you know, community, because, as you know, we have our community outreach events twice a month to let them interact with people in the community, volunteers, and be over at our Countryside location for 2 hours, just engaging in fun activities and things like that. And I know you've joined us on some of those occasions. So I just think I'm able to show that although we do provide the necessary resources to make sure that they're receiving care, we also provide them with opportunities to connect with others. And I think that's really helpful for things like mental health and just, you know, boosting their overall energy and mood, because I know that interacting with others and giving them a fun, healthy environment goes a long way.
Yes.
So moving forward, how do you ensure that our clients stay on top of their medical cares and needs? I know that you kind of spoke briefly on that, but I also understand that that is also a major element in ensuring that they are receiving the best services possible.
Okay. Yeah. Like I mentioned before, we check up on them all the time, especially the clients that don't feel comfortable speaking up for themselves or they're shy. Observation, their body language, the color of their skin, if they're red, if they're like, you know, hot. So we just try to pay attention to them so we can know how they're feeling. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you just don't know unless you ask.
Absolutely. And then to provide further context on that, I know we have two new residential homes that will be added into our arsenal shortly this year. One nice thing that is being implemented in these homes and possibly in the other homes in the future is that we have that assistive technology to help them ensure that all parties involved are on top of the medical care and needs a little bit more diligently. Not that you guys are already doing that, but obviously it goes without saying that technology definitely helps make things more efficient and easier for everyone involved. So for anyone listening in, with the two new additions of the residential homes also comes with assistive care and technology, which will just help our residential team members maintain more efficiency in terms of giving our clients care and medical care. So I think that's a really cool addition that is being implemented into these homes. One thing that I understand that some individuals face is, you know, sudden behaviors that may be a little bit unexpected, especially in certain environments. So I was wondering, how does the residential team manage sudden behaviors and kind of resolve any qualms that may arise?
So we'll try to remain calm at all times, because sometimes our clients could go off of our energy. So, you know, and that's in with everyone. If you calm, maybe that could help them as well. And we try to redirect our clients to get back on task, because maybe they'll just like drift away, but remaining calm and helping them, support them with their needs. If it's something that they could address to us, then we'll try to figure out how to help the situation.
Definitely. And then one thing that I wanted to ask was, what have you found to be some of the most rewarding parts of your job?
The rewarding part of my job is seeing my client faces every day, happy, feeling their joy when I'm around. And like, okay, so when we go out on outings, the clients, they're always happy to go out, happy to help others as well. We just had the St. Patty Parade out here, and my clients, we were able to be inside of the parade. I actually give back to the community with candy as well as the others. So they felt involved, you know, they felt a part of something. So the clients being happy, their joy, that's the best part of the job.
And I totally agree that those community opportunities definitely help elevate not only our clients, but also our engagement with the community, just showcasing the lovely programs and services that we have to offer. This is the last question I have for you before we jump over to our featured client, Steve. But my last question for you is, what are any tips or advice that you would advise to other caretakers?
I would say to be patient, be supportive, and keep your genuine love and care for the clients.
I think that's a great answer. Well, Deja, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the podcast. I would love to have Steve whenever he's ready.
Okay, give me one moment.
All good, no rush. Hey, Steve, how you doing today?
Really good, really good.
I love to hear that. Well, thank you for joining me on this episode of the podcast. I appreciate you giving me some of your time.
I went into Kim's office and we were but my ride just got there before he started, so I'll look at it tomorrow.
I'll absolutely
thing tomorrow because we didn't have time.
Oh, but no worries.
I'll see it tomorrow.
Okay, wonderful. Well, for those tuning in, Steve is one of our clients here at Helping Hand. Not only is he part of our residential program, but he's also part of our day program. So I'm just going to delve into the questions. Steve, what's your favorite part of day program? I know you attend there on almost a daily basis.
I like them all, but especially Thursday is my favorite day because we get to have a full hour of science. And we're looking forward to the eclipse on Monday, so we're all excited about that one. We're talking about planets today and everything, so it was really good. And then we had a civil rights discussion with Justin, the teacher or so we had a civil rights discussion, which was quite interesting today about Martin Luther King and everything. So it was a good day, and then wound it up with some good computer stuff. So it was all good. I would say Thursday is my favorite. I do like exercise when I have it too. The exercise program, I exercise as much as I can, keep those arms going as much as I can. That's how I look at it. So I enjoy those things particularly.
And then I know you've also participated in the art program in the past, and then still, yes. And you've even provided some art.
Yes, I did some wheelchair art. I've done that in the past. That's really cool because I get to be almost freestyle the whole thing. So it's cool.
Yeah, and you're able to convey yourself without any words, just pure art and creativity. So that's very cool as well.
Oh, it's very cool. Very cool.
One thing that I was speaking to Deja about earlier was that at Helping Hand, there's a lot of opportunities to engage with others in our community. I know that you attended our gallery night and that you attend those community outreach events that we have twice a month when we have volunteers come in, and then we have some fun activities that we engage with in them. So my question to you is, what is your favorite community event that you have attended at Helping Hand?
Oh, I of course like the gala and the golf outings because you get to hang out with people and have discussions and it's really cool just to hang. It was really nice too to meet the Grange hockey team and talk to those guys. I just enjoy the whole experience like that because I get a chance to really express how I feel and everything. So it's really cool. I enjoyed the stuff with the hockey team when they were in. So it was really cool.
Yeah, I think having a bigger group just definitely elevates the energy a little bit more. And I remember when the hockey team was here, that was definitely a great time. And then as you mentioned, the golf outings as well as the gala, you know, definitely all great events, especially when those are happening during the spring and summer. So it's lovely weather out.
You get to be outside. You get to be outside and they put you on a hole. So everybody that comes by wants to know what the distance is. And we watch these guys. We can figure out after a couple of shots how far you got it, what club you got to use. So we almost feel like part of the caddy thing that we're on that hole. And we see these people shoot. We know what clubs to use. You use the wrong club, you wind up in the water, and you never want to wind up in the water. So it's good stuff.
The good thing is that everyone still has fun energy, even if their shot isn't the best.
Oh yeah, it's a great time, and you get pictures with everybody, so it's cool. It's cool.
I know you mentioned it earlier when you just hopped on the call, but you attended our latest gallery night, and you were able to interview some of our members in the community and ask them some really funny questions. For audience members tuning in, I'll go ahead and link that video right here on your screen. But my question to you is, what was your favorite part about connecting with our members at gallery night?
It was interesting to see what their answers would be. I think some of their answers would be very interesting on those questions. We had some fun, and it was always interesting to see what their answers would be.
Yes. I put together that video, I believe, last week, and put together some highlights and promoted it on our socials. So I remember when I was looking through the footage, you know, some people's reactions and responses to your quirky questions were really hilarious and fun to watch. And I think everybody who participated in your interview opportunity had a great time.
We had fun with it. That's what it was about. Have fun with it. Yeah.
Definitely. And I think they all have fun with it. I don't have any other questions right now for you, Steve. I was just wanted to say that I really appreciate you stopping by and taking some time out of your day to be on the podcast.
Anytime, man.
One thing I wanted to close off with and propose to you is there anything that you want to say either to those tuning in or to the wonderful Helping Hand team members that you're with every day?
It's a fun place to be. Enjoy, have fun there. Don't go in too serious. Just have some fun. Enjoy the day. Enjoy where you're at. And it's a fun place. I enjoy it immensely.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you so much for your time. For those tuning in, I know we briefly spoke about some of the community outreach events that are available at Helping Hand. So if anybody's interested in that, take a look at the link that I am pasting below, and you can see how you can get involved with our community and even see Steve or Deja sometime. But aside from that, Steve, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the podcast.
You're quite welcome.